This is Coach Maiden's podcast. Normally we do interviews with past and present Major League Baseball players. But today's show is on the end of the 2021 season for the Chicago White Sox. After they lost in Game 4 in the best of 5 series to the Houston Astros. Summing it up this way, no pitching. The main reason that the Chicago White Sox went down in 4 games to the Houston Astros was mainly because the starting pitching was missing in action and the bullpen was not much better. I've always maintained in my 40 plus years of coaching that there is a pitcher and there is a pitcher. A pitcher in my experience in this game is somebody that you put on the mound and you hope to get innings out of. And usually as a coach or the managers, you sit there and hold your breath inning by inning when you got a pitcher on the mound. But when you got a pitcher on the mound, you sit there in that dugout, relax, because you know you in the ball game to the very end. And when I look at the White Sox pitching staff, this team that was assembled to make postseason play, and this team that was assembled to make it to the World Series in postseason play, they came up short. And they came up short for the ultimate reason, because the pitching was not there when they needed the pitching. Now, once again, my experience in this game is you can throw the regular season out. I don't care how many games you won or lost or how many winning streaks you went on during the regular season. Once you hit postseason play, you can throw that out. The records mean nothing. The season starts all over. And when we reassess these 4 ball games that Chicago White Sox played in the opening round against the Houston Astros, they lost game 1. 6-1, no pitching, no offense. They lost game 2, 9-4. After they was up 4-2 in the third inning. Now in the playoffs, when you get to the money games, when you get to the games that mean something, 4 runs should be enough to win you a ball game. So they were up 4-2 in the third inning. And they lost the game 9-4. Pitching. Not a pitcher, but a pitcher has to come in and close the door. And when you have starting pitching, the White Sox number 1, number 2, number 3, and number 4 starters did not take them past the 5th inning in any game. And I don't believe they went past the 4th inning, to be correct, in any game. And you're not going to win a league championship. You're not going to head to the World Series if your starting pitching cannot take you deep into the ballgame. Once again, in the playoffs, 4 runs should be enough to win you a ballgame if you are truly a championship quality team. They lost game 2, 9-4. After being up 4-2 in the third inning. That's no pitching. That's not quality pitching. They win game 3, 12-6. But the pitching staff gave up 6 runs. That's too many runs for a team that's destined or pre-crowned to be a World Series contender. And the final game, game 4, it's all on the line. The money game. The final game, game 4. It's all on the line. No tomorrow. The money game. The big game. You are leading 1-0. You got to bring your A game. And you lose the game 10-1 on your home field. I don't care how much offense you got. That's pitching. That is the lack of pitching. You got to want that ball when the game is on the line. And when that game is on the line, your pitchers got to step up and they got to deliver the money. They got to deliver the gusto. They got to deliver the goal when you get out there. And what happened to the White Sox today is there was no pitching in game four. There was no consistent pitching in game two. There was no consistent pitching in game three. And there was no consistent pitching in game three. And what happens, that means your season is over. Your season is over. It's over. The pitching let the team down. It's not the offense. The offense scored runs. They scored runs. They did their job. You got to have money pitchers when you get in those money games. They lost the first game, 6-1. Okay, they're on the road. Okay, you give them that. Give them the benefit of the doubt on the first game on the road. Second game, you got to split. When you got your first two games on the road, you got to split. And you lost that game 9-4 after you was leading the game 4-2 after the third inning. Pitching. You got to have those pitchers that step out there with the kahunas and do the job when you got a lead and you trying to bring it back for a sweep at your home field. And again, once again, four runs on a major league level, four runs on a college level is enough for you to win a ball game if you got a quality pitcher on the mound. And even on a high school level, if you have a quality pitcher on the mound, if you got a pitcher throwing 85, 86, 87 on a high school level, guess what? He's going to win. He's going to win because all he got to do is throw the fastball by those hitters, and that's enough for him to win a ball game. But what happened, none of their four pitchers in their rotation stepped up and gave them a quality outing, a quality performance that went past four innings. And then you asked the bullpen to come in, and a couple of those guys pitched great out of the bullpen. But as a whole, the bullpen didn't come in with their money game. Now, again, this was supposed to be a team of destiny. Some people claim this team to be a World Series team. And on its way to the World Series, and it didn't get past the first round. If you're going to compete against the best, you got to have them pitchers on the mound that take control of a ball game and at least keep you in the ball game, which did not happen. Consequently, the season is over. So we wait to 2022 and see. You know, White Sox got a good had a great run, and then a weak division, but that division can be woke up, and they may win a division a couple more times on the strength that they're playing in a weak division. The question becomes, what happened in that next 2-3 years when that division become more stronger and they become equal with some of the other teams in the division? They're not going to win that division. They're not going to run away with that division. And the fact that they can win in a weak division does not make you able to compete with the horses when you get out there and trying to win a division, when you're trying to win a World Series. You got to run with the horses. And the pitching let them down. The pitching let them down big time in this four games against Houston. Hopefully they can regroup. Hopefully they can regroup and come back, because they probably most likely win a division another year or two. But again, it's not about winning the division. Once you move on into playoffs, postseason play, you got to have the horses. You got to have the thoroughbreds to get out there and win a championship. And if you don't have the pitching, from little league to high school to summer travel ball to collegiate ball to the minor leagues to the major leagues, you're not going to win if you don't have those starting pitchers in order to get you in a 9-inning ball game, 4 games in 5 days, and those pitchers cannot get you quality innings to take you into the 6th, 7th inning. You're not going to win those ball games. You're not going to win those ball games. So, again, the end of the road for the Chicago White Sox for 2021. Hopefully, they'll come back strong, and hopefully, we'll go a little bit deep in the playoffs next year. Look me up on my podcast. Type in Michael E. Maiden, Classic Major League Interviews, and you'll never miss another show. Peace out.